From an historical perspective, can we find any examples where intentional weakness or complacency or concessions with the enemy have ever worked out well for any nation or for the freedom that nation perhaps it had? Anywhere can you find an example?
Probably the best example where it hasn't worked well is the beginning of World War II. Neville Chamberlain went to negotiate with Hitler from a position of weakness and appeasement, and we wound up with one of the worst wars in the history of our nation. You know, the Bible itself is full of examples of this exact situation. In terms of leadership, whether you go to Daniel, whether you go to Esther, whether you go to Joshua, the Bible is full. The best book of leadership that I found in the Bible is the book of Proverbs. But there's three examples that really give us specifically what you're looking for. In Hezekiah, I think that's in 2 Kings chapter 20, and I think verse 13 is where it begins. But Hezekiah receives ambassadors from Babylon, and he shows them everything, full transparency, full cooperation with these people, shows them the treasury, shows them the defenses, shows them the castle, everything. Well, they go back, they prepare their army and come back, and they take everything. The people are taken to Babylon. The treasures of the temple are taken to Babylon. Everything is lost because of weakness. I love the example of Nehemiah when he's rebuilding the wall in Jerusalem. He is opposed by Sanballat and Tobiah. And instead of negotiating some form of compromise, he told his team, you work with a trowel in one hand and a sword in the other. And they defeated them, and they rebuilt the wall and reestablished Jerusalem. And then probably the best example that I can find is Joshua. I personally refer to Joshua as the Lord's commanding general. And that's really what he was. Joshua had a combination of an unbelievably strong faith in God, strength in his army, and he had sound strategy for each of the battle plans that they used.